Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, outside the blast radius of, what was it called, the typhoon bomb or something like that, a bomb hit New England. We used to call it winter. But that's what's happening. I had a great conversation with Ron McLean from the New York Credit Union Association yesterday, and we were just talking, hey, it's winter. How about that? The Power of Performance 2018 is the name of the episode. The Power of Performance is the name of the show. The show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? And Happy New Year to everybody. Always great to do the first show. Big changes on the show this year. I think the biggest change, and when I listened back to the shows towards the end of 2017, gosh, my ninth year doing the show. But when I looked back, trying to shorten the show definitely changed the way I was speaking on the show. And you hear it in the tempo differences now. I hear it in the tempo differences now, and especially when we do pre-recorded stuff like we have on the show today. So I'm working on that. It's one of the biggest changes. We want to take asking someone for 30 minutes of their day, even though you can't listen to it live or listen to it later or listen to it in bits and pieces, but I get that. 30 minutes is like an hour. The tempo of the marketplace has absolutely changed. You know, we always talk about fourths, everything in fourths. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, our whole thing with the FAA, we've got the subscription service this year, the Power Performance Training Experience. You practice, you perform, you review, and then you repeat it. Just a cool way of looking at, you know, keeping your audience wanting more using music and thinking about what you do at work every day as being a live performance. And in that context, sometimes you'll go to a concert. You go to a concert and certain people have paid extra money for or maybe won access to kind of a behind the scenes, go, you know, backstage, meet the band, meet the performers, that kind of thing. So there is a place in the Power Performance, in that performance culture, to bring the audience to you. And that's what the Ohio Credit Union League did in December. I'm just sitting there looking at Twitter, and I saw this great tweet from it's at We Are OCUL. We Are, WEARE, spelled out, millennials. It's not just a little R. You can find them. Ohio Credit Union League is on all the social media platforms. They did. They brought it was titled The Kids Take Over. Kids Take Over the Ohio Credit Union League. And I thought that is so cool because there are a lot of people who think kids take over this show every single week. You know, the people up in Madison, they're so childish when you argue with people. It's just, you know how it is. It was just like, got your attention. It got my attention. It's like, wait, kids take over. That sounds pretty cool. The pictures grab my attention. It is absolutely one of the best tweets I saw all year. The employees bring their little tax deductions into the office. They spin around in the chair. They put GoPro cameras on their heads. They see what mom and dad do every morning when they're rushing out of the house with a half a cup of coffee or a shirt that didn't get ironed. It was really interesting. And so much about social media is timing. I just happened to be looking at that Twitter feed at that particular moment. No, I'm sure if other leagues or things have done this too, I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like I was not ignoring you. I just didn't see it. That's the nature of social media. And of course, the generation that you see in the picture, and I've got a picture on the episode page, and you can go to the Ohio Credit Union Twitter feed, and they've got even more, and you can see the videos and stuff like that. Really, really cool. And although it's not part of the interview, it happened after the interview, after we recorded it. We were still talking on the phone. And I don't remember if it was Katie or if it was Kim. I had not had a chance to distinguish their voices. Said, hey, we got to show people that she said they're getting their money's worth. We got to show people that when we send them that invoice for dues that we're doing things. And I thought, spot on, spot on. So when we get back from the break, happy new year, kicking off new year, looking back, looking ahead. Like I said, the biggest change is going to be the timing on this show. Trying to keep it in that 12 to 15 to 18, maybe occasionally 20 minute range, down from a 30 minute show that would very often go a little bit longer than that. So, you know, 15 minutes type of thing. Basically, that's the length of time that it takes to see the Game of Thrones intro. That's what I love about Game of Thrones. You can start a new episode and then go back and watch another episode during the intro. That is one of the great things about our new world of entertainment. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember that song? It's actually not. Broke up with DirecTV. 19 years later, one of the early adopters of DirecTV and the whole TiVo concept, and big change entertainment-wise, you know. But again, I don't really watch any of those channels. They got 100 channels, and I watch the same two or three, which, oh, by the way, are offered on this particular online device. And, oh, by the way, you're already paying for internet, so why not do that? Anyway, just looking forward to a great year. Shows when we get back from the break, you're going to hear me talking to Katie Walton. She is the Vice President of Public Affairs over at the Ohio Credit Union League and the brains behind the Kids Takeover. Josh Pryden, or Pryden, forgive me, I don't know which way to say that. He is the marketing manager. He is the one who coordinates all the social media channels at the Ohio Credit Union League. And then Kim Connor, who helped me set all of this up. She is the manager of public relations for the Ohio Credit Union League, and they're going to tell us all about it. That is also the order in which they appear in the interview, and we'll be right back after this.
This is why webinars send us hate mail, the power of performance.
Katie Walton. She is the VP of Public Affairs at the Ohio Credit Union League. I loved that tweet. I took a screenshot of tweet of the year 2017 candidate, and it was about the kids taking over the Ohio Credit Union League, and it was so cool. I wanted to ask you, Katie, when did y'all start doing that? How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it for 3 years. It started almost on accident, and it has become something that was everybody enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. Everybody around the office enjoyed it. And it just kind of keeps growing. The kids ask, when do we get to do it again? And even the adults say, when do we get to have that moment of levity and see the kids?
Well, I thought it was perfectly timed. You know, it's December. Even if everyone's not out of school, you know, there's a different vibe in the office place in December, and it's a great time to be doing fun things. Josh, I wanted to ask you, since you do all of the social media channels, obviously, you know, you're looking at that young generation of young people who have grown up with smartphones, iPads, social media, everything from the very youngest ages. What was the reaction of the kids, and what was the reaction of the adults that were working at the office that day?
The kids actually loved it. In fact, last year we did it where we brought video to the Ohio Credit Union League, so I actually had GoPros that were out and about, and we actually put GoPros on the kids' heads to see what it would look like as they were walking around the office, and they just loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling Kimberly, a lot of this, you know, a lot of social media is when you're looking at it. And because
right.
December is a month where I'm not out traveling, I'm not doing a lot of calls and stuff like that. I'm just sort of sitting back watching how the year is ending, and I'm just minding my own business, scrolling through the Twitter feed, and I saw this, and I was like, this is so cool. Kimberly, I wanted to ask you, since you do the public relations for the league, this sounds like something that other credit unions should do, doesn't it?
It's a great opportunity for credit unions to bring their kids in and bring those two worlds together. I mean, you see these people, they're your coworkers, you see them every day, and we're trying to reach younger folks around the community about what credit unions are, so why not start right at home with your own kids and getting them to know the credit union and getting to know your coworkers and exactly what it is you do every day.
I used to say all the time when I was speaking professionally, we all get up in the, most of us get up in the morning, and more days than not during the week, we separate ourselves from something or someone that we love to be at work every day. And it's great for the kids to see their mom and dad. We sometimes have to rush out of the house or leave early. I can't, you know, take you to school today kind of thing. Kind of see what it's all about. And like I said, if you look at it that way, it's great. But also, those are all future home and car buyers. That's the future of the credit union marketplace right there. So I thought it was a truly powerful way to make a multi-generational statement that wasn't just a tweet, it wasn't just a white paper, an article, it was something that really happened. And you can just look at the picture. The kids look super excited. Final thoughts. Katie, are y'all going to be doing this again next year?
Absolutely. Like you said, it's a great opportunity for when we leave the offices or we leave our homes and go to the offices and say to our kids, all right, you know, I have to go do this. Or, you know, they can also picture when they're in their environment, they can picture in their heads where their parents are and who their parents are interacting with. My kids now have, like, the people in my office who they're fans of and they ask me about. And about next year, how do we make it continue to be interesting for the kids? And we're even thinking about working with one of our credit unions that's, like, a block and a half away and saying, can we come do, like, a mini tour? Can you show our kids?
That's awesome. Yep.
Like
yep.
The vault
that's
and
awesome.
The, to the drive-through, and let them do a little transaction on the teller line, and really continue to build their understanding of, so what is a credit union? What do they do? Because trying to explain credit unions and then a trade association for a credit union gets a little existential here. So.
Absolutely. Hey, Josh, did y'all pick up any new fans on Instagram and your other social media channels with all those young people running around the office?
Yeah, we've definitely grew a little bit in the past.
I'm sure y'all did. That's really, really great. And then finally, Kimberly, if there's a credit union out there listening and they're in Ohio, we have credit unions listening from all over the country, but if they're in Ohio and they're like, you know what, we might want to do this. Who's the best person to get a hold of there at the league, and how do they get a hold of y'all about this?
They can contact our main line if they're interested, and anyone on staff really is involved and knows how to get this started. It is really, really simple, just, you know, picking a day that works for everyone. That's why we picked December, because a lot of people are on vacation and the kids are home. But really just
right.
Calling anyone in the league is a good start for that.
Awesome. Well, listen, I thought it was just one of the most unique things that I'd seen, and I want to wish you all the very, very best, a prosperous 2018, and thank all of you for taking some time out of your day to join us today. Thank you so very kindly.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great job. Great job. Yeah. Really good. Studio audience.
And we'll wrap it up right after this. Purple haze here. It's actually really kind of a nice day, like I said, outside the blast radius of the cyclone bomb that is, I guess, now leaving New England the same way, or maybe a different way than it came in. Hey, listen, really, really interesting. Check out there's a lot more video and pictures that you can see by going to the Ohio Credit Union League Twitter feed. I'm sure they have it up on Facebook. Intentionally engaging Generation Next, the next generation of folks that need auto loans and home loans and transactional banking services, a totally and thoroughly interactive way. And it's like, well, it was just the employees. It was just the employees' kids that were there. This is not some major event. Well, actually, I make the case that if every one of those young people that are using any variable of social media, Snapchat, which I think the league is going to get, that's not my thing. I'm never going to need Snapchat. I do have Instagram, but it's for another show. I guarantee you, if they had some pictures, their parents share those pictures with their adult friends. The young people, maybe that middle school to high school demographic, certainly probably took pictures on their phone and shared them with their friends. That doesn't mean, you know, 10 million kids across the great state of Ohio saw it, but it's something. the exponential nature of our current marketplace is such that it is fascinating. It is fascinating to me that, you know, I first saw this tweet just, you know, casually browsing through stuff on my phone. I was like, well, I got to get upstairs and take a big screenshot of this. So I want to thank everyone from the Ohio Credit Union League. Again, Happy New Year. Looking forward to a great year. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care.
That's all, folks.